Hi, I'm James Montemagno, Program Manager for Mobile Developer Tools here at Microsoft. And today, I want to show you how you can start leveraging serverless architecture in your mobile applications with Azure Functions. Azure Functions enable you to build out serverless compute event-driven architecture. This means that they can scale on demand and you pay for only what you use. So let's head over to Visual Studio and get started. Here I am inside of Visual Studio for Mac. Now I've already created my Xamarin iOS and Android application with a shared user interface in XAML. And I'll get back to that in a second because we want to create our Azure function that we can call via our mobile application. So here I'm going to go and say add new project. And here under cloud, we'll see Azure Functions, a C-sharp powered Azure function. I'll go ahead and hit next, and this will give me a list of templates that I can use for my Azure function. The first thing we'll do is give it a name, my function one. And then I can select a template. So here's GitHub webhooks, HTTP triggers, timer, queue triggers. And this is because Azure functions are event driven. I can put in data and out data. We'll go ahead and use an HTTP trigger that we'll use to send an HTTP request and get a response. I'll hit next one more time. And we'll be prompted to give it access rights. So here I can say admin, function, anonymous. We'll go with a function access right for now. If you need additional login information, you can read the documentation for more info. Finally, we'll go ahead and create it. My function app one will be created, and we'll go ahead and see what was created here. As it's restoring our NuGets, we'll see that it has a function name of my function one that I created. And then this run action. So whenever I call it, there's an HTTP trigger, there's my authorization level, and then it'll accept get and post. Anything that was taken in, it will go ahead and deserialize that information and look for a query called name. Then we'll go ahead and return the result of hello name. So we'll get a string back by passing it a string. What I love about Azure Functions is that I can go ahead and run this locally as my machine. Here I'll set it as my startup project and hit run. It will compile my C-sharp Azure function and deploy it into the Azure function command line interface right on my Mac machine. Now it's running locally, so I can go ahead and take this URL and go ahead and bring it into the browser. I have a new tab here and we'll see localhost 77.1, my function one, and we'll pass it name equals James. This will go ahead and run my Azure function and say, hello, James. Pretty cool. So now it's running locally, so I can debug it, implement new functionality, and then to get it integrated into our mobile app, we can go ahead and publish it into Azure. So I'll right-click on my function and say publish, publish to Azure. I've logged into my Microsoft account that's linked to my Azure account. We'll go ahead and find any of my existing app service accounts. We'll create a new one for this Azure function. I'm going to call it my function one Mots demo. We're going to go ahead and select a subscription, and I'll give it a new resource group. I'll call it my function apps Mots. And then we can go ahead and select a service plan. So again, I'll create a new service plan and hit next. Finally, it'll ask me for a storage account because we can use storage with our Azure function. Again, I'm going to select custom and just create a new one and then hit create. This will go off and start creating all of those resources in Azure. This will take a few seconds. There we go. We've just published our Azure function into Azure. So let's head over to the portal to see what was created. Now here I'm inside my resource groups, and there's the My Function apps. Inside of it is the app service, the storage account, and the plan. Now the nice thing with the app service for the Azure functions is that it contains multiple Azure functions. So here's the My Function one, but I could deploy multiple Azure functions into a single app service. This will tell us that it's using HTTP trigger and the DLL that it will be using, but more importantly, I can get the function URL. And this is the URL that I'll use inside my mobile application to make the RESTful service call. We can also test it right here in the browser. I'll say name equals Azure. And when I enter that, it will go ahead and say, hello, Azure, because it's running the same exact code, but now in the cloud. So let's take that URL and call it from our mobile applications. Back over in Visual Studio, I have my iOS and Android app and this mainpage.xaml that I created with shared XAML user interface. Here I have an entry where I can enter a name, a label that I can update with the results, and a button that when I click will query the API. So let's go ahead and implement the code behind here. Now, this is just a button click, but I could use data binding in MVVM. But for this demo, I'll just go ahead and implement the code right here. Now, we'll go ahead and create the URL that we'll be calling to make the RESTful service call. I'm going to use HTTP client, get the string, and then set that on the label. And if anything goes wrong, it'll say error. So let's go ahead and paste that URL in. Now, it's a very long URL, so we'll go ahead and just create a few new lines. Now we're going to use some C# interpolation, so we'll add dollar signs to the front of these strings, and we'll say and name equals, and then the entry name dot text. There we go. Now this will call that exact same URL from my mobile application, get the string, and send back the results. So let's set the Android application as my startup and hit debug. This will compile up my code and deploy it into the Android emulator. I could also deploy this on my iPhone simulator, and the exact same code, exact same user interface, will be calling into that Azure function. So let's give it a few seconds to deploy to my Android emulator. There we go, the application is launched, and I'll go ahead and enter a name. How about James? It's a pretty great name. We'll say query API, and there we go, hello James. It's called into our Azure function backend and displayed the results right here in the Android application. And there you go. We've just built and deployed our very first Azure function from Visual Studio and deployed it into Azure and called it from our mobile application built with Xamarin. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out, and thanks for watching.